Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Sunday, February 26, 2023. I'm your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from the road. And some very, very good things are happening right now. Extremely positive that I've talked a lot about and that by studying history and a lot of information that I have foreseen. It is the Great Awakening versus the Great Reset. And we just saw a few weeks ago Elon Musk come out against the world government at the world government meeting. We have seen countless other prominent people coming out against the New World Order, major corporations coming out against it, attorney generals all over the U.S. and also major leaders in other countries saying we're not going to invest any of the pension funds in BlackRock if they're promoting open borders and gun control and drag queen pedophile time and carbon taxes. And now there's major moves by attorney generals and state governments, not just here, but in other nations, regional leaders, to say, we're not going to invest pension funds with the big global central banks if they continue to wage war against the nation state. There's thousands of examples of this, but humanity's really learning who the enemy is. Just 10 years ago, almost no one knew about the New World Order. 20 years ago, a bit compared to that. 30 years ago, 40 years ago, maybe 0.1%. Now, in major polls around the world, the most unpopular groups are the globalists, Hollywood, and all the major corporations they control. And then Woody Harrelson, guaranteed, because I know people that work at Saturday Night Live, people that have worked at Saturday Night Live, I know all about the inner workings of Saturday Night Live, and everything they say is heavily scripted, heavily controlled. That's why Dave Chappelle, when he came out and talked about Kanye West and said some things they didn't like, went off script, and they got very, very upset. Well, you talk about going off script, Woody Harrelson, who I know personally, been friends with a long time, and I've talked to him for years, but we've done some work together and talked quite a bit in the past. I know he's a basically daily listener. And Woody's a smart cookie. His dad, obviously, very, very interesting fellow. I'll leave it at that. But he knows all about the deep state. And he came out on Saturday Night Live last night. I'm not going to play the full monologue. The full monologue is on Infowars.com. And said, man, I'm thinking of a fictional movie where drug dealers, drug cartels, we're talking about Big Pharma here, make you buy a drug and make you stay locked in your house to take it. So, again, these are direct attacks. These are glitches in the matrix. These are people across the board knowing that the New World Order is going to destroy them and their families if they don't fight back against it. And we're seeing this intensify all the time. Very important clip. Here it is.
Okay, so the movie goes like this. The biggest drug cartels in the world get together and buy up all the media and all the politicians and force all the people in the world to stay locked in their homes. And people can only come out if they take the cartel's drugs and keep taking them over and over. I threw the script away. I mean, who is going to believe that crazy idea?
So I can tell you that I got invited to be in a few movies without really even asking and got to know a lot of Hollywood folks like Woody Harrelson and John Reeves and really many, many others. And they were awake to the New World Order. We were having dinner or hanging out 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20 years ago. That's how long I've known those guys. I knew those guys both together. But Robert Downey Jr. was also hanging out. He was a big jerk. Thought I was an idiot. But the point is that most of the cast of Scanner Darkly was awake to the New World Order and hated the New World Order, was having long discussions with me. I was also a consultant on the film, kind of updating Philip K. Dick's book for the script. And they were really, really awake back then. So that's why I know Woody Harrelson is so awake, and I know him through Willie Harrelson and some other folks. But it's not about name dropping. It's about the fact that I knew that Woody Harrelson was awake so long ago, but Hollywood was scared to speak out, those that were awake. And I can tell you the majority of folks who aren't producers and owners in Hollywood hate the New World Order. And now you see all this beginning to come out as people realize they have nothing left to lose but speak up against the system that's out to destroy them and their family. Folks, we're going to go to break. We're going to come back and hit those very serious infrastructure attacks that are taking place that are confirmed, many of them to be sabotage, and what that leads to, more on the Ukraine war and more. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com, tomorrow's news today.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very, very important special February 26, 2023 Sunday transmission. I can, with great confidence and analysis, tell you that we've reached another major milestone. It was last January, about 13 and a half months ago, in 2022, that I said, studying the topography of the media landscape, not just here in the U.S., but worldwide, and the numbers I'm seeing and the different talk show hosts I see coming out against COVID, lie and the poison shots and Big Pharma and the lockdowns, that they're going to lose not just their current push for forced injections and worldwide ID cards and cashless societies. They're not just going to lose on their forced injections. They're going to lose on the whole thing if we just keep pushing. It's kind of like you get in a fight, the guy starts to fight, he punches you, you hit him really hard, break his nose, knock him down, and you kind of wait and see if he gets back up. But if he starts getting back up, you just go ahead and kick him in the face a couple times, and or you know, maybe break a couple ribs, and he'll be out of commission, and you can go home to your family. And that's the analogy I'm using in a nonviolent way for the New World Order. About 13 months ago, broke their nose really bad and knocked them down, and they are getting back up. So politically, nonviolently, we got to move in, get a good kick into the under the jaw. They keep getting up, got to go ahead and start stomping the ribs. And that's just what you got to do. So that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen, and we got to press the attack 110%. So let me make the new announcement. Let me make the big announcement here, because, I mean, it's 100% dead on. The chain reaction has been achieved, not just on the poison shots, not just on the lockdowns. It was their big gamble to use that to get full control of us. And only in places like China were they able to get a lot of it done. But, you know, Xi Jinping, as a test, did a whole squeeze again last year, and it caused an explosion across the country. He had to back off. So he's being basically told, or working with the globalists, that China will be the leader of the New World Order if he can successfully get his population under their control. But notice he failed that task. So some huge things are going on, but let me just quantify how big this is. I'm going to give you some of the evidence of it here in a moment. Their agenda was completely hamstringed and derailing, pun intended, 13 months ago. So I could say they're not going to recover from this if we keep pushing. But we got to see how big the chain reaction is and how much courage people have and how much common sense people have to say, hey, man, the New World Order is bad for everybody. Let's all be rebels against tyranny. Let's have 1776 Part 2 in a velvet revolution of intellectual understanding and renaissance and a new enlightenment, a great awakening, or we're doomed. But I believe in humanity. I believe in the people. I believe it's going to backfire. And I have a lot of inside sources, but I mainly just gather intel from across the corporate media, government, and the listeners, and just thousands of spectrum points every week that I look at and analyze. So I don't say this lightly. It would take days to track why I say this, but I'll get to a few points in a moment. But I talk about chain reactions. Now, there's chain reactions, obviously, in chemistry where you mix a couple chemicals together or three chemicals together and it turns into a whole new thing. Or it explodes. I mean, there's different chain reactions. But it's where there's a major change throughout the whole construct of the experiment into a new matter, into a new formation, into a new molecule, or into a new chain of structures. And I said, it looks to me like the chain reaction has been reached. It's definitely a devastating blow. Will they get back up from it? Probably, but we've got the offense here. We've got the issue. With what I've seen with thousands of different talk show hosts and major prominent ones and Elon Musk at the World Government Forum 2 weeks ago saying world government's bad and will collapse human civilization and is dangerous. We don't need a centralized system. When you see that, that's a message to the world that this group's failing, this group's falling, and they bit off way more than they could chew. They were either going to get full power and full control out of the lockdowns they started 3 years ago, or it was going to bite them in the ass. Example, Napoleon was either going to take over all of Europe, which he'd done, and finally defeat Russia, or he was going to get beaten. And he failed to beat Russia, and he failed. Hitler said, I'm going to be better than Napoleon. I'm going to do what Napoleon couldn't, and he tried and failed again. And I bring in Russia just because it's an example, not just because it's a current reoccurrence of what's happened in the past. It's history repeats itself. So there's points like Stalingrad with Hitler, where if Hitler doesn't win Stalingrad, Hitler loses the war. Okay? Now, they lost Stalingrad last January in public opinion, and it's totally turning against them. And it's radically turning against them, where something like 2% of Americans are taking the booster poison shots. They can't give the damn things away. So they try to put a big $300 price tag on them, thinking, well, some idiots will think it's expensive. They got to have it. No, even those people, because they got studies like 15% of people will pay for something that has a big number on it. Even those people didn't buy the cheese on the mousetrap. So the chain reaction has been reached. And the globalists have a lot of things they can do to counter it, but every counter they've got blows up in their face, but blows up in our face too. So will they hold us hostage? Will they overturn the chessboard? Will they release a real bioweapon? Will they launch an even bigger war? Will they have a stock market crash? Will they do a fake cyber attack to try to maintain control? Yeah, they don't tend to give up. But I've looked down every permutation of every possible operation they can pull, and each one is more devastating to them. They should quit for 20, 30 years. They should pull back, have their money, have their power, back off their propaganda. They still basically own and run the planet, but they don't own and totally control you yet and run your body. And if they backed off, we'd go back to partying and watching football and go back to sleep. But they're not going to back off. So just like when Hitler was losing in North Africa and losing against England, well, if I'm losing against England, who has a tiny army compared to me, and I'm losing against, you know, in North Africa against the Americans, how about I just go attack the Russians? That's a double down. And Hitler's argument was for Barbarossa that he launched in 42 was, well, if I don't, Stalin will hit my rear. I got to attack him now. So that's really their attitude is they've got to attack all of us. They've got to enslave all of us because now that we figured out they're attacking us, well, we're going to attack them. Well, yeah, we're going to politically pull back from you. We're going to stop supporting you. We're going to try to get people elected that oppose you. We don't want a war with you. The cops and the military are just like us. They've been hijacked by you as well. We have no desire to have a Connecticut war with the police and military. That's your only hope. Not that we wouldn't defeat them, but in the end, that would collapse the country and then the globalists would win. Yeah, we defeat the cops and the military ourselves. We should go take over the government buildings ourselves and then sit there like idiots. No, the government buildings aren't running things. A small group has hijacked all the agencies and the media by discrediting the media, by exposing the hijacking of government, by exposing the censorship, by exposing the deep state, by exposing how this is a new type of more sophisticated propaganda information war. We then neutralize their attempts at race war and class war and gay versus straight war and all these diversionary issues, all these culture wars they're using to distract us from the fact it doesn't matter what color you are or where you're from. The New World Order is bad for you and bad for your family. So I put calls out personally, made a lot of phone calls, talked to a lot of folks, done it here on air, where I reach out to average people, and also elites, and say, listen, do you really want to keep going down this road, or could you be like the German general staff in 43 when they figured out Germany's going to lose the war, Maybe Germany could hold out for 2 years. They estimated they were dead on. But, man, if we could just get rid of Hitler, it'd be a lot better for everybody. There's not one guy we got to kill here, and I'm not saying kill anybody. We got to kill an idea of the new world order. Can't you be like the German general staff, which I think Elon Musk is becoming that, and Joe Rogan's coming out full anti-new world order now. Suddenly he knows all about it. I told you he knew about it when I first met him 25 years ago. Super smart. But it's not that they're bad guys. They see it's safer now to do it. And then now the Woody Harrelsons and everybody else. So it's accelerating. So the joke is Tucker Carlson's Alex Jones and everybody else is Alex Jones. Look, if you're not Alex Jones, you're simply seeing the perspective I've been seeing. Because if you're in a locked room with no windows, and I'm outside and I see tanks coming down the street, and I'm knocking on your door saying, hey, come out here, there's tanks out here. You walk out, you see tanks coming out of here. You don't go, oh, my God, I'm Alex Jones now. No, you just can see what I'm seeing. So we're talking about the chain reaction that's been reached and how incredible this is. But the bad news is the empire is going to try to strike back. Stay with us. We'll be right back. This could not be more important.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I want to thank you all for joining us on this live Sunday edition. I want you to listen to me very, very carefully. I have been blessed by God to have your support. I've been blessed by God to have a great family that educated me how the world worked when I was very, very young. And we have a mission here, all of us together. So when I say these things, again, it's not about tooting my horn. The fact that I know the enemy so well and just instinctively, 9 times out of 10, can estimate what they're going to do better than anybody else is a blessing, but it's also a curse because they hate my guts, ladies and gentlemen. And they've done major Pentagon investigations, major CIA investigations, major FBI investigations into me, trying to figure out what agency or foreign group is telling me what to say. And now they know that it's coming from me. And they know that I am like the equivalent of their top Pentagon futurist. But what I do is I study what the globalists are doing, and I'm against them. And a lot of you call in are just as smart as I am. We have a lot of really smart people that get it. Most people watch football or baseball. Smart people watch football or baseball. You know everything about football, everything about baseball. You know how much this player weighs, what he batted here, you know, how this kicker did. I don't do that. I spend my time on the New World Order. And when I get up here and I tell you that they are in deep trouble and they are mortally wounded, and I tell you a chain reaction has been reached where people get, whoa, I'm being screwed. This is a real global group. They're out to get me. And if I keep going along with it, I'm an idiot. It's over for them. A lot of people, because of honor, because they care, because they're Christian, saw this tyranny 60, 70 years ago when it was really heating up. And there were all these incredible people that came before me and came before you, and we talk about them a lot. Some of them are living legends like G. Everett Griffin, battling since the early 1960s, battling. Very successful corporate executive that decided to just totally fight for America. We wouldn't be here without him. We wouldn't be here without all the work of the John Birch Society and so many others. But I don't have time to get to thanking people that came before us. I want to thank you for all you've done. Just let you realize that in this war, with all the fake conspiracies and all the fake corporate media and all the fake identities and all the fake stories and this manipulated fake culture garbage, the New World Order and its globalist technocracy plan wants to cut off your resources, get full control of you, put you in a cashless society, and kill your ass. And Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab are just the high-level generals of the big corporate consortiums that are doing this. And we are now getting massive, deep understanding of people that I've been dreaming about for decades on air, where I've said, I want to become obsolete. I want to become basically not even needed. And we're not there yet, because I still have important work to do, but now, basically, everything I say is not just being listened to by millions of you amazing people that boosted it and got it out there. You got the info to the world leaders, to the intelligence agencies, to the people that were compartmentalized and didn't fully realize what was happening. And now, once those people, and ecclesiastical and ecumenical and once they all realize what they've been involved in and how they've been manipulated, now they're not part of this big liberal Star Trek-style utopia the globalists claim for their mid-level people they're building. Once they realize they're not building a utopia, once they realize they're building a dystopia, and they have no other choice but to learn about it and to build an alternative to it and to fight it, it's game over for the New World Order. Now, that said, next segment, I'm going to get into problems. And why they're hitting us with asymmetrical fifth generational warfare. That's coming up. But first, here's Woody Harrelson last night on Saturday Night Live. Again, they normally have approved scripts, just like Dave Chappelle. It's going to come out. He went off script, where he comes out and attacks NBC's top show, Saturday Night Live, that their main sponsor is Pfizer. Their second largest sponsor is Moderna. But despite that, Woody Harrelson got up there, fed them what he was going to say, and then live on TV, hit them in the cold open. And that took courage, and it took focus, and it took will for him to do that and to basically expose how a drug cartel took control of our world, locked us in our houses and tried to make us take their drug that didn't get us high, but that destroyed our immune system and made us sick. And again, I can't list all the examples. You see them everywhere. I can't even keep track of them all. But Elon Musk a week and a half ago, all the changes I'm seeing in talk show hosts everywhere, leaving liberal and conservative, mainly conservative and populist, not distributed around the world. People are talking about the globalists, about the corporations being anti-free market, about the New World Order, about Klaus Schwab, about Bill Gates. I mean, I remember 2 years ago when Joe Rogan's show was on and Bill Gates attacked it, and Joe Rogan put a clip out of what I'd said being true with Bill Gates saying, yeah, 80% of people take my shot and get sick. And it had 15, 20 million views last time I checked and millions of comments and 99.9% of them. You'd have to read 1,000 comments before you found one for Bill Gates. They are losing, ladies and gentlemen. And a lot of people are kind of asleep, still on the fence, but a larger and larger group that's basically a majority now gets what's happening. And the New World Order can't carry out its operations like that. So we haven't won the war yet, but we're winning major battles, and the chain reaction is here. The only question is, how big will the chain reaction be? And what comes out of this? And how are the globalists going to strike back? Here's a short clip of Woody Harrelson.
Okay, so the movie goes like this. The biggest drug cartels in the world get together and buy up all the media and all the politicians and force all the people in the world to stay locked in their homes, and people can only come out if they take the cartel's drugs and keep taking them over and over. I threw the script away. I mean, who is going to believe that crazy idea?
Now, I can tell you, because I've known Woody Harrelson since 2005, known him well. I call him a decent friend, good friend. I know he listens every day. That's what he told me. And I'm not a big pot smoker, but I have smoked pot a few times with Harrelson. So that's what you do. You just kind of hold your hand with the Indians and you smoke a peace pipe. He's a really smart guy. His dad was obviously in the deep state. And he knows what he's talking about. But the point is, why is he suddenly doing this? Why is somebody that knows as much as I know about the New World Order, why is he suddenly coming out against it? Because he knows, folks. And he perfectly came out in the way of, oh, it's just a fiction movie, a script I would never believe. It's so ridiculous. No one would believe it that a big drug cartel of different drug companies get together and lock you in your house and make you take their drug. But it's bigger than that. It's the global banks above it that were going to use the tracking of who had that drug and who'd been injected with that as the new global IV cashless society, central bank digital currency, social credit score, carbon tax, universal basic income. And they get this in place, it's game over, folks. And they're launching it now. So I've always believed in you. I've always believed in humanity. I believe we can win a fight if we know we're in a fight. But if you're asleep or in a coma or on a bunch of fentanyl in a ditch and people want to beat you to death or stab you to death, you're going to die. But if you're awake culturally, spiritually, healthy, you understand what's going on, you're watching your six and others are watching each other's six, they're not going to get away with this. They're not going to get away with the next thing they pull. Anything they openly push is going to be opposed. They can try to hand out free money. People are not going to take it. People know there's a string attached. They can hand out snow cones in hell, ice water in the Sahara Desert. People aren't going to take it because you know these are bad people. So how are they going to strike back is the question. And I think you've already seen the answer. Most of you know what I'm saying. But for those who don't, I'll explain it when we come back. Infowars.com with the coordinates of freedom. Infowars.com, band.video. Share those links now if you want to be part of the victory.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars has proven itself the last 28 years to be over the globalist target and having the biggest effect out there against those tyrants. And we fund our operation with viewers and listeners' support while selling you great products at the same time. So I want to thank all the viewers and listeners who have supported us over the years by spreading the word, praying for the broadcast, and buying product. But I really want to encourage those of you that have been on the fence, have never actually gone to InfoWarsStore.com, to go there and get the great books and films and supplements and survival gear that's there that won't just empower you and enrich your life, but again, will keep this broadcast transmitting. So whether it's Real Red Pill Plus or our super high quality CBD oil or the 50% off or a great fizzy magnesium product, or whether it's Down and Out, our great sleep aid that's back in stock, it's all there. Our turmeric, 95% cumanoid, strongest out there, turmeric 95, it's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, and it keeps it on the air. So make the decision to enrich your life and keep us on air, InfoWarsStore.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, so to use the Star Wars analogy, you've blown up the Death Star. Rebels are starting to turn the tide. The Empire's going to strike back. So how are the globalists, who we now know created the virus, a new virus, a deadly virus, but just a weaker form of much stronger classes of the same virus they've got? They've got Marburg virus, a whole different one that kills 90% of people that get infected. They're hyping that right now. They're hyping the bird flu up right now. They're the so-called saviors. They get funded by the big corporations and banks. They sell the global tyranny, the global takeover in the name of keeping us safe. The public gets that. So what does the enemy do? Well, they do a lot of things. And they've been pre-programming and hyping out of the Davos Group and out of the UN and other corporations and the media a cyber attack. And they've already done a lot of cyber attack tests, and Dole just got shut down, and The big pipeline last year on the East Coast got shut down for a few days. They claimed ransomware. There's some Chinese are doing it. Russians are doing it. But when it comes to the West, the EU, the U.S., the U.K., the Commonwealth countries, they've got way more advanced stuff and backdoors into everything. The technologies, you know, the Russians have Mach 9 missiles. The U.S. has Mach 20 missiles. You know, the Russians have this capability. We've got capabilities way worse. When I say we, the people that run our country and have hijacked it, they're using the same stuff against us. So what are they going to do? Well, I've been talking about this for a couple of years. We were some of the first to talk about infrastructure attacks and how they would attack us. I had guests on many years ago warning about attacks on the power grid and attacks on oil refineries and the rest of it. You see Extinction Rebellion funded actually by British Petroleum and some of the big oil companies attacking oil, attacking infrastructure. I'll explain why in a minute. That sounds counterintuitive that oil companies with funding grip that's attacking cars, attacking trains, attacking roads. Antifa was caught all over the U.S., derailing trains. The FBI won't even investigate it. But the local police catch him red-handed and get swept under the rug. This has been building, 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 building. And they want a post-industrial world because the globalists have, with trillions in fake currency, if they destroy the real infrastructure, that drives up prices. It creates control. It creates hysteria. It creates crime. It creates insecurity. Then they can pose and bring in their new digital system and their new technologies as the answer why the old system failed. And that's a modern version of Cloward and Piven, collapse the old system to bring in your new system. And so they have unlimited credit and currency. They just have to destroy infrastructure so that you don't have your own business or a company you work for that has its own business or your own farm or your own factory. That's why they're at war with anybody that is a Fortune 100. It's a consolidation. So how are they going to attack that? They're going to do it by death by a thousand cuts. And so we talked a lot about infrastructure attacks. 2 weeks ago, the federal government came out. Same week, some of the big trade federations for manufacturing and food production all came out. The big federation that deals with the private power lines around the country, that federation came out and said, yeah, we're seeing a massive increase in infrastructure attack. And we know a lot of it is deliberate, but we don't know who's doing it because, again, the Justice Department, even though they're probably running the attacks, Justice Department's not a federal agency now. It's global. It's crime cabal has hijacked it. And in many cases, their agents are doing it. Their operatives, their cutoffs are doing it. But they can also just say attack infrastructure, and they caught Antifa a few years ago with all the fires in California right before the 2020 election. They arrested dozens of them setting fires, but we get swept under the rug. Leftist media would say, oh, no, that's a conspiracy theory. It's not Antifa. You know, leftists aren't doing it, even though they caught them, dozens of them, in different areas setting the fires and saying, I'm doing it to save Mother Earth. So they're not just being directed by the deep state. They just get the message and go out and do it. Bring down the old system to bring in their new system. The average leftist thinks once things crash, they're going to get a free paycheck and all this great stuff. No, they're going to get put in a FEMA camp or killed. They're just the idiots bringing down the system for the establishment because the establishment can manage that collapse and manage that crisis as an asymmetrical war against the people. So there have been 1,000-plus percentile increases in oil refinery and gas processing center disasters, not just here, but in Australia, in New Zealand, in Europe, in Western Europe, in the U.K., in Central America, in South America, in Mexico. And what happened Friday? I looked it up. If I could type this in, number of Pemex disasters, number of Pemex fires. Look up what percentage of oil does Pemex supply to the U.S.? What supply of refined gasoline does Pemex give the U.S.? It's between 5 and 15% depending on the time. And Mexico, that state-run oil and gas company, has been ramping up production during the Ukraine war in the last year. And so under globalist pressure, they announced about a month ago they're going to cut production to the United States in 2023, which has now begun. So a lot of people are saying, well, if three Pemex factories on Friday blew up, I mean, blew sky high, just like what you saw, but even bigger, much bigger than Ohio, if two in Mexico that mainly supply the United States blew sky high, and then one in Texas blew sky high all the same day, you look up Pemex disasters, they don't have one a year on average this big. They'll have a small fire, one thing will blow up, but not, or they'll have one of their drilling facilities blow up. There's a lot of that. Now, these are big refinery facilities, but boom, blowing sky freaking high on the same day. That's the message. And a lot of folks will say, well, That's probably the Russians because they're mad because Biden and the globalists blew up the Nord Stream pipeline last year. Did the Russians cut off the Keystone pipeline? Did the Russians shut down more than 2,000 spurs and sub pipelines and dozens of major pipelines in the last 2 years or 26 months? No. The globalists did. The new world order. Are the Russians banning gasoline cars? Are they banning lawnmowers like California? Now Minnesota? No. Who is attacking oil and gas? Who is attacking coal? Who is attacking electrical generation? Who shut down over 3,000 coal plants? Obama. Trump put a moratorium on it and opened no new ones. So, you have a major infrastructure attack, and you have who stands to gain and who's been behind the previous attacks. I don't know the globalists or the deep states, or call them Spectre or Chaos or whatever you want. I don't know if they did it, but they're sure as hell the biggest suspect. If you've got a three-time convicted pedophile on your block, and then the police learn that a little kid got kidnapped out of their backyard and disappeared, where are the police going to go first? They're going to go to the pedophile living three doors down. But regardless, we know that a lot of the infrastructure problems are globalist deep state. Most of it's them just shutting the infrastructure off. And this is exactly how they would attack. Because if they push another poison shot, or they do all these agendas they've got, they get exposed. People don't trust anything they call for. But if it's just Biden not having the Border Patrol enforce shipping people back, more people come. And Biden says, come. When I win, rush the border. Immediately surge. Same thing with energy. So the facts are, and I was looking at the numbers earlier, I sent some of the articles to the crew, that if just 2 years ago, Mexico was supplying about 5% of our oil. It's been as high as 15%. They look on a weekly basis. Hundreds of millions of barrels a month to the United States. And now three of their plants have blown up, two in Mexico, two in the U.S. Ladies and gentlemen, put two and two together and understand the only way the globals can attack us now is hundreds of food processing plants blowing up, factories blowing up. I mean, it's 10, 15 a day. It's all over the place. And then the word goes out, Justice Department isn't enforcing arson inspection. They're not. Notice what Biden did. He cut the amount of IRS agents going after millionaires and billionaires 2 years ago and said, go after people making $40,000, even though they only raise 6% of the money. Why would you send almost all your enforcers against working poor instead of against rich people? Because they don't want funds either. They want to hurt the working class. They want to drive you onto welfare. They want to drive you onto social credit score. They want to make you give up. They want to make you have despair. They want crime to explode and you're out of a job. All the numbers, all the statistics, all the actuaries show that. So they also had not been doing inspections or investigations or any charges for arson. So these owners of companies get the word. The deep state doesn't have to blow them up. Hey, the word is you can just blow this factory up and get the insurance money. The companies do it, wink, wink, and then there's less food and water and energy, and everything collapses and goes to hell. But there's ways to stop this. We'll talk about it when we come back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I've got some good news. Our high-quality supplements really work, and we have about an 80% reorder rate with customers. That's the good news. They're amazing. The bad news is around 1% or a little less of our actual viewers and listeners ever go to InfoWarsStore.com and ever actually buy the products. So you're missing out on these products, plus it funds the InfoWar. Think of what we've done with just 1% of our massive audience actually buying products. Think what would happen if those of you on the fence actually went to InfoWarsStore.com and got some of these amazing products. I would recommend turmeric 95 for your joints, your bones, inflammation, to get one of the biggest effects, so you reorder and see how great it is. Also, we've got the super high quality full spectrum CBD oil that's so good for your neurological systems, your brain, your joints, your bones as well. Or Real Red Pill Plus. Just go try the product, fund the InfoWar, and help us defeat the new order together. InfoWarStore.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
So again, ladies and gentlemen, many of you have been listening for decades, many of you for 5, 6 years, 10 years. I do not get up here and tell you stuff to make you feel good. And I've been accused by corporate media over the years of, oh, Jones just says stuff for money. If you think I went on air on 9/11 when I heard them on the news say they blew up Building 7 and said it for money, you're gravely mistaken. I didn't even think about stuff like that at the time. Now I actually think about what I do. I don't bend what I do, but I think, God, what's going to happen when I say this? Back then, I saw it happening. I said it. And I was on 170-something stations, and I went down to less than 35 stations. I was getting the next Rush Limbaugh. They were putting me on 50,000 waters. We were exploding. We were bringing millions of dollars in. I was expanding the operation. The year 2000, 1999, 2000, the show was huge, getting huge attention. And boom, we lost in a month 70%+ of our affiliates. But it was the truth, so I kept saying it. So I don't get up here and tell you stuff because I think it's what you want to hear. That's what I really think is going on. Doesn't mean I'm perfect. Doesn't mean I have all the answers. So when I tell you we're winning and the globalists are in trouble, their only hope's blowing this up, burning that, turning this off. That's their whole neo-feudalistic fascist Great Reset plan. They admit that. Post-industrial world, you'll own nothing and like it. And another big example of this is Q. I lost 2.5 years ago during the Trump campaign about a third of our audience. It hurt us worse than deplatforming. But I knew the Q thing was fake. I knew the Pope and, you know, hadn't secretly been arrested. I knew that Tom Hanks, it wasn't running child kidnapping rings on underground bases. I mean, it was in the WikiLeaks that the Podestas were involved in evil stuff, and that there were a bunch of pedophiles. We exposed that, but they created a fake thing that was cartoonized to make all of us that were serious look stupid. And I couldn't shut up. You know, it was like when they said on January 20th that Biden would be arrested on the dais when he was sworn in. And I said, you watch, he won't be arrested. This is fake. And, of course, he wasn't arrested. And so many people, we woke others up who were babies to this, and then they got mad at me thinking, oh, you don't know about the secret white hats of the CIA. You don't know about the Trump administration and what Trump's going to do, and he's invincible, and he's with Q. When I know who started the Q thing, but I've not said who because they've asked me not to. And I was approached by U.S. intelligence, a group within it. There's a bunch of factions and people that had been high level in the Trump campaign and some mid-level and some speechwriters and some people that had been in the intelligence. And they said, we saw what you did. They came and visited me in Austin. They saw how we exposed Hillary and the WikiLeaks and the devil worship and how effective it was. And that was true. They said, the problem is you get the blame. You get hurt. But this can be done through 4chan and 8chan, and then we can do it successfully. That only ran a couple months. And then it got taken away and somehow moved by a more powerful element of that and turned into a disinformation operation. And I mean, those are real people, folks. Like, I'm a real person on there for 28 years. I'm not some nebulous Q thing. And people said, oh, you're just jealous of you that you exposed the New World Order. No, that was people like Barry Goldwater in the 60s. I didn't expose the New World Order. Most people living didn't expose the New World Order. It was Barry Goldwater. It was John Birchside. It's not about credit. And if the Q thing was real, I would have loved to have got on board with it, but it wasn't. And all that fantasy land crap and people so delusional, because America's strong and America's good and America could never be evil and there's the government secretly good and saving us. No, the government's hijacked by globalists and criminals. But admitting how much trouble we're in, admitting we've got a problem, is the only way we're going to be able to turn that around and assess the real problems we've got. So I was giving you gloom and doom 2.5 years ago saying they're going to steal the election from Trump. Robert Stone came on, you know, got him to run and said, I think Trump's going to lose. He had a lot of heat for that. He told Trump that. You're not spending your money in the right places. The RNC's stealing it. You're letting the censorship go on. You're going to lose. Is Robert Stone right? Oh, but we don't trust him. He's just the confidant of Trump for 45 years and got him to run. And he's just a real person that worked for Richard Nixon and was his confidant. We don't believe a real person like Roger Stone, even though everything Roger Stone said happened. And Roger Stone told me on air, he said, I think we might have a tiny majority in the House. They're going to steal the Senate and most of the House victories. But at least we'll have a tiny group so then they can leverage McCarthy to do the right thing. All came true. But see, I interview people that actually know what they're talking about. I respect people that actually have a track record of being right 95, 98% of the time. And so I only raised the Q thing because I had a lady today come up to me and talk to me on the street. And she said, I apologize. I thought you were bad. I believe the Q thing, but everything it said wasn't true. And I wish I wouldn't have been so mad at you. And I said, it's okay. Just tell folks Alex Jones is on the air at InfoWars.com. And we're talking about the real world, like the massive infrastructure attacks going on by design and the cutting off publicly of our pipelines, the open borders, the fentanyl, the pedophile garbage, the evaluation of the currencies, 87,000 IRS agents to harass blue-collar workers. I mean, that is real. Mayorkas opening the border and letting them ship in kids by the tens of thousands a week. That's what they estimate. Over 10,000 a week being smuggled for sex slavery, and you name it. That's real. There's the real child kidnapping. There's the real industrial level trafficking of kids, not Q and underground bases and the special forces are fighting in the underground bases and all this crap. We have to be honest, but when we do have victories and when positive things are happening and when the world is waking up and when good things are happening And when people are turning against the New World Order and Twitter is getting freed up to a great extent, you have to understand that that's what Q claimed it was. But that's public people like Elon Musk. That's public people like Tucker Carlson. That's public people like Joe Rogan. That's public people like Woody Harrelson. That's public people like Roseanne Barr. That's public people. Roseanne Barr getting up in her hit comedy show and saying they're hitting us with poison shots. The New World Order is evil. Don't trust the globalists. And I'm not mad at Roseanne Barr that she bought into Q. She wanted to believe we were winning. She wanted to believe that there were people like her in the government. And there were people. And there are people in the government that are good. The government's not our enemy. It's the criminals that have hijacked it at the top. But they wanted you to believe with the Q movement that it was all handled. It was all taken care of. You didn't have to send emails. You didn't have to go demonstrate. You didn't have to file lawsuits. You didn't have to run for office. You didn't have to. No. It's all handled. Just trust the plan. Just trust the plan. And I don't blame General Flynn for trying to get a huge movement of people that believed in this Q thing. That was Flynn knowing good people had created Q. It had been taken away. That was Flynn trying to get Q back. People say, well, why did Flynn support it? I have challenged Flynn to just explain all this and to say he's the new leader of Q. Because I would follow him if he was Q. He's not Q. Q is something that was taken away from people in the Trump administration who did not have Trump's authorization to do that. And that's why the stuff up front was so real, because it was real. But it got taken away just like that. So that's why I want you to know. The victories we're having now, you can see them. And the world awakening and them backing off the shots and the globalists in trouble. But the problem is they're going to launch wars. They're going to launch cyber attacks. They are going to try to launch race war. Look, yes, is there a problem of a minority of black people going out and attacking whites because the liberal media says whites are evil and deserve to be attacked? And is the media covering it up? Yes. And is 10,000 plus white people a year being brutally murdered by black people wrong? Yes. And I'm against it. But is it compared to millions of us being killed by abortion, millions of us being killed by poison shots? All I'm saying is, the same reason they showed you all those videos of cops in bad situations, and some of them were wrong, and some were badly trained, and some of them deserved to go to jail, but they would show you a few cops here and there doing something wrong out of 350 million people in America and a couple hundred thousand cops, and say all cops deserve to be shot, all cops deserve to be fired, all cops deserve to be deplatformed because a tiny minority of police made a mistake or did something wrong? And it's the same thing. It's the same thing over and over and over again. They showed you cops doing bad things, so you would then want to overthrow the police and have society break down and have crime everywhere so things would collapse. It's the same thing. They're showing you footage of black people viciously attacking white people and pushing it and promoting it, and it should be seen, and it should be decried. The people that do it should go to jail. But the reason they're showing it to you, corporate media is blocking it. They want the left to know what's going on. But in right-wing circles, Big Tech actually boosted. Check and watch them. Big Tech boosted Q, demoted us. Big Tech boosted black people attacking whites. Block me when I talk about it. See, I know how to watch it. So I'm going to explain this before we come back next hour and then talk about the head of the Young Turks talking about sex with animals and then attacking me. He wants my cat. I'm not joking. He starts talking about sex with animals and then he wants my cat. I'm not joking. It's coming up. He's looking at the depraved minds of these people. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. Folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.